The Waterhog's huge malice hit the rat mark, Scorp, wiping him out.
Aye, there's naught left but to take as many as we can with us. Hearken, though, I'd like to get yon damaga twixt me paws.
Logalog gritted his teeth, bringing down a weasel with his heavy-loaded sling.
You won't get close to that scum, mate. Damag's the kind who leads his army from behind, like a true coward he is. Tam, did they get your bucko?
Tammo almost collapsed as passed through the pipe from his leg.
He got me, but I made sure I got him, that blackguard.
They ringed the pair, fighting off the attackers, as Pask stuffed herbs into the awful gash and bound it with the red silken ribbon.
There, that'll hold you, sir. Lean on me. I knew that ribbon come in useful. Good job you won it for me, what?
Deodar and Algador slumped on the rift floor, gasping for breath after making their report. Lady Kregger acted instantly.
Sergeant, take the right flank. Corporal, you take the left. I'll hold the centre. Let's get out of this ditch and form up in a skirmish line. 10 deep, 50 long. Double quick speed. Weapons out and ready. We'll come up the ridge from the back. Rapscallions haven't got the brains to think we'd attack that way.
Still fighting for air, Algador and Deodar drew their blades.
We're coming too, Sergeant!
Trowbags nodded to Shangle Widepad.
Grab old Algy there, chum. We'll help him along. Fallow, Reeve, lend a paw to Deodar. There's good chaps.
The night air thrummed to the paws of 500 salamandastron hares. Silent and determined, they sped off into the darkness. Tamag Warfang was delighted beyond measure. He stood back from the fighting, leaning on his sword by a fire. The rapscallions had suffered heavy losses, but nothing to what the creatures of Redwall had sustained. From his position, he viewed what he considered to be the last stages of the battle. His enemy would soon be soundly defeated, and the famous Abbey of Redwall his for the taking. Rapscallions crowded in on every side around a standing rock, but there was a space at the centre between them and their opponents. The Redwallers had fought more fiercely than any beasts they had ever encountered, and now, at this final part of the battle, many vermin were growing cautious, not wanting to be on the lists of the slain, while their comrades enjoyed the spoils of victory. The Stoth Captain Blugach was a bigger and more reckless beast than his confederates. Pike in one paw and a wicked steel hook in the other, he swaggered into the open space between the armies and began taunting his beleaguered enemy.
So you're the bow crew who's going to spank us and send us off in tears, eh? I wager the one who shouted that is hiding somewhere at the bet now, probably in tears himself.
Mass laughter and cheering from the rapscallion horde prompted Blugach to become bolder. He leered at the Redwallers, licking the tip of his hook he carried.
Come on out and face me. 'Tis my turn to do the spanking.
Gergen Spearback was already out as he spoke, wielding his tree-trunk-headed war mallet.
Stort be windy, braggarts. Come and spank me if they think thou art warrior enough to do it.